The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, here's a reminder of something our next guest got into hot water over just before Christmas.
Probably this is a mistake that we did make. In choosing Sligo to build from Greenfield, there was no history of contact centres in Sligo before we got there, which meant that when we were hiring local staff, and you know, people travelling from the environs, but local staff, many of them came into us from retail or hospitality. They came in because they wanted to build a career in air. Many of them, you know, have our team leaders, etc. now. But I think, you know, that was a challenge. It took us longer to train them. And many of them, unfortunately, Sligo only opened last November. So this time last year, they were in their roles a relatively short time, to be fair to them, when COVID hit.
Carolan Lennon, Chief Executive of Air, welcome. When you listen back to that, I imagine you must reflect on the annoyance it probably caused for staff, for your own board, state agencies that were trying to attract businesses to Sligo. If you had a do-over, what would you have said?
Well, I suppose the thing that I was most upset about was the impact that it had on the team in Sligo. You know, a great group of people working really hard in very challenging situation, particularly in 2020 with COVID-19. So that was, you know, the biggest regret. In terms of telling the story of what happened and how we found ourselves in the situation we found ourselves in, like, I wanted to explain that, and that's what I was trying to do. But it was never about any blame going to Sligo or the team in Sligo. It was me, actually, as the CEO and my leadership team, taking responsibility for the mistakes we'd made in terms of underestimating the challenge of setting up a contact centre from Greenfield. We just underestimated it. We got it wrong. We needed more time. We needed more time to train. And actually, just when we had got it stable and ready to go, then COVID hit us. And, you know, just, you know, it was just a double whammy. So, yeah, but the one thing that really bothered me was the impact on the team in Sligo. And obviously, I've been in touch with them a lot of time since then. And I think, you know, we've put that to bed and I clarified it.
And what did you say to them in the days and weeks after? Because it must have been demoralising for them.
Well, I think I told them that I was taking responsibility, and it was always about mistakes the management team had made and never about anything that they'd done. And I think, you know, I think anybody who still is talking about me saying Sligo was a mistake or it was to do with this team in Sligo, you know, doesn't really want to know what I actually said, because when you look at the Oireachtas, where I put it, you know, put it on the record twice on TV, that's not what I said. So,
and
yeah,
presumably the staff were saying to you, if there's been problems, that's a failing of the system and the training rather than us as people.
Well, I, of course, it was never about the staff and it was never about the people. They're great people, and they working in, particularly last year, in very challenging situation. You think of it, you're hired to work in a contact centre. You start in your contact centre. You're surrounded by other people who are in the same boat as you. You've got a team leader. You've got technical support if there's anything wrong with your machine or whatever, and you've got the whole support network. And overnight, you know, you've put, you know, your desktop in your car, or someone's put their desktop in the car for you, delivered it to your house, and you're upstairs in your bedroom or on your kitchen table, you know, trying to do that from home. That's extraordinary, you know, for people to have to do that.
And you did apologise to the staff.
Of course, of course.
And did you apologise then to your own board? Like, I imagine in moments like this, your CEO, you're 2.5 years in, you're saying, I'm going to rebuild customer service. It's going to be world class. Did you have to account for yourself to the board?
No, not in that way. I think we'd always kept the board up to date in terms of what was going on. But I suppose the reality is the strategy was to bring care back in-house, because care had never been brilliant in air, and we wanted to change that and to bring it back in-house, which I absolutely believe is the right strategy. It was also to take it out of Dublin and build, you know, decent jobs, sustainable, long-term jobs for people, you know, outside Dublin, where we could hold on to staff and help them build careers. Again, I believe that was the right strategy. I think we underestimated, particularly in Sligo, the challenge of doing that off the bat. So the board were completely on board with that that strategy and our delivery of that strategy. And unfortunately, the impact of COVID on our contact centres saw us lose staff, at a time where we couldn't replace them in the first lockdown. So we ended up with a gap of about 90 people.
But when you're looking at quarterly report upon quarterly report from ComRag, where you're top of the league when it comes to complaints, you then find yourself with these negative headlines around Sligo. You've set out this mission of world-class service, which hadn't been happening at that point in November. Like, are there moments where you know, back then in November, that low moment where you're feeling like, I can't do this anymore, I'm not the person for the job. Like, did you ever consider, this isn't for me and I'm going to apologise to the board and see where next?
Absolutely not. You know, in 2020, AIR, you know, built networks right across the country, 1,000 field staff who never missed a day during the pandemic, 220,000 homes and businesses connected to a fibre network, a fibre to the home network build of over 300,000, the largest 5G network build in the country. You know, if you look even at the numbers, you know, 3 million video calls a day on our network, 4 billion. You know, this was all going on during that pandemic. Usually immensely proud of my people who deliver that, the field guys in particular, but also the team that made it happen. Yes, a problem with care, but honestly, I don't believe there's a company in Ireland that didn't have challenges with care in 2020.
Yeah, of course. But how do you explain? I think between, it was March and July last year, in the midst of a global pandemic, massive job losses, people going onto the wage subsidy scheme, you lost 80 people. They gave up their jobs. Why? Why would people
leaving? Think it wasn't what they signed up to. They signed up to work in a contact centre with other people, with the support of, you know, team leaders and assistants. And also, when they went to work from home, like, we didn't hire them on the basis of how good their broadband was in their home environment. So suddenly overnight, they may have found themselves in a situation where their connectivity wasn't good enough to support them at home. You know, so all those kinds of reasons. And it was difficult. To be fair to them, we saw an increase in calls as people became much more dependent on our products. We saw a reduction in staff. And, you know, and that it was hard. It was hard for people, to be fair.
Can I ask you then about customer service? And I know, looking at the quarterly reports, it's certainly gotten better in your last quarter. But back in November, you had the Minister of State, Robert Troy, just an example of a lot of the complaints. He tweeted out a man in his 70s who'd contacted him to say he and his wife are alone. Their children live overseas. They've been trying to get their service, their air service back for 6 weeks. They'd phoned, they'd emailed, they'd done letter writing, and he wrote, he said, we desperately need to be reconnected. Like, what do you say to people like that? 6 weeks waiting to be reconnected.
So I don't know the specifics.
Well, it was a tweet that went pretty viral.
Absolutely,
just before
Christmas.
Absolutely,
and I'm sure we addressed that at the time, but I don't know the specifics of that particular case. But what I can say is, operationally, we are in a hell of a lot better place than we were, you know, in the worst of this. And actually, the worst of it was in the summer. You've seen a 37% reduction in the number of complaints into ComRag. The average wait time in our contact centre now for the vast majority of customers is under 5 minutes. Our customer effort score, so this is what the customers are telling us, not what I'm saying, has improved dramatically and is back to pre-COVID levels. So operationally, we're in a much better place. But we're not done yet. The whole strategy here was to make service a differentiator for AIR. And that's what we're going to do. You know, we're halfway through a project that replaces all our billing systems, makes it much easier for our care representatives today, have 13 screens to deal with, just dealing with a customer. So, you know, huge efforts there. A customer experience programme, I've appointed one of my best team members to run customer experience to stop giving a customer a reason to call us in the first place.
Well, an example of somebody who would call you, we've a text in saying, our customer service is an absolute joke. We are being overcharged for several months. I've spoken to many customer care agents and nothing happens. No return call, no refund. If we stop paying, we lose our TV and phone service. Carolyn Lennon should be ashamed. What do you say to that? Like, that is exemplary of a lot of other people out there. That level of frustration when they're stuck at home and so dependent on broadband telephone services more than ever.
Well, first of all, we don't cut people off. We deal very, and we have to the whole of 2020, dealt, you know, very and on case by case basis with people. We're not in the business of taking away people's kind of service. Of course there'll be cases, but I don't think there'll be any brand or any CEO you'll have in here, including RTE, where if you say, have you had problems with the service, that somebody won't get in touch with you. I absolutely accept that. But we've got to look at where we are now versus where we were. Massive improvements, but still more to go, and we're continuing to work on it. And this time, actually, in level five lockdown, we're continuing to hire, and we're hiring in much smaller groups, five people at a time, to make sure we're, you know, we're abiding by the COVID-19 restrictions, because we don't want a gap to build up again.
And so, do you have enough staff now to deal with the complaints? And secondly, are you going to pay them more? There has been issues of just low pay with these people.
It's not about low pay. We're about decent jobs, pensions, sick pay, parental leave, maternity leave. You won't find a contact centre in Ireland who pays people sick pay or parental leave or maternity leave. We're not about 0 hours contracts. We're not about 11 month contracts. We're on about permanent jobs. Two of my senior management team started their life in air in the contact centre and now lead big parts of the organisation. The lady who leads our network started in the field and now leads the organisation. I was there 10 years, 3 years as a CEO. So we're about decent work, paying people across all the benefits and all the things that are important to building a career in the organisation.
Okay, Caroline Lennon of AIR, thank you so much for joining.